Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Oh, we give you praise, Jesus. And we honor you. Thank you. Because there is none like you. And you deserve all glory, all honor, and all praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Good morning, church. Please be seated. God bless you. Good to see you this morning. All right, this morning I have a lot to share with you in a short time. So I pray God helps me to share that a lot in a short time. So I continue on that subject, the leverage system of grace. Amen. The leverage system of what? Grace. So I want us to look at something, a very, very interesting story. And if you follow well what I'm teaching this morning, if you follow it well, then you will not be agitated again. Amen. You will never be what? Agitated. You will never be bothered and scrambling to see how things will be. Now let's look at the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 16. 1 Samuel chapter number 16. I start the reading from verse 1. All right. 1 Samuel 16. We'll start the reading from verse 1. Amen. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king amongst his sons. Amen. So let's dig a bit. Please look up, everyone. Let's dig a bit into this. Do you know who Jesse was? If my knowledge of history served me right, I didn't know I was going to talk into that. All right. Jesse was the grandchild of Ruth. Am I correct? Yeah. So he was coming from a lineage. Now, I want us to understand that. And Ruth, now, you know the story of Ruth, the woman who lost her husband, all right? And among the two daughter-in-laws that follow, what's her name again now? Naomi, right? And she said to the mother-in-law, where you go is where I will go. Your God will be my God. Your people be my people. And then until God brought a man away, obeyed. Please be seated. So Jesse was coming from a family with a very powerful story. But here's what I want you to think about. Of course, you know that Jesse is from the tribe of Judah. Saul is from the tribe of Benjamin. Now, if God wanted to make another king, there are people that naturally are next in line. True? For instance, when it comes to the monarchical system, culture permits it so that, what is it called now? succession can actually be from bloodline, by bloodline. True? Uh-huh. So, as at the time God was speaking to Saul, Jonathan was actually on ground. True? And sometimes, if the king doesn't have a male child, blah, 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 there can be the younger brother and all that. And it can keep going on and on. That's what other, because the reason why they ask for king is so that, they said so that a king can go before us like other nations. So they must have sat down to study other nations. And this is the succession policy that has been used over the years. You see? So it will take something beyond normal for God to leave the team next in line and find David. Not even Jesse. David. Okay? Now, listen to what I'm about to teach you. Life in itself is not funny. That's the truth. And you see, no matter how much we try to teach the subject of grace, naturally, you are a victim of many things you didn't do. Naturally. And I can run you through those cycles. All right? Let me give you an instance. You can't tell me that whatever thing that has happened in your family never affected. You can't tell me so. It did. Okay? Many of us are probably just trying to recover. True? And trying to find definition of yourself or for yourself outside those things. True? Huh? It did affect. The way you think, the way you see life, the way you pursue, the way you love. Yeah. All those things play an important role. Okay? There probably are some of us, let me use that word now, who, all right, you can't see your dad now and hug him. What will you say you ate? Ah, good to see you, daddy. Stretch your hand. No, you see, somehow we have used culture of respect to cover our lack of emotions. So what do? You go flat. And you may never know till eternity that the gap between the father and that child is as wide as eternity. The child may be praying never to be like him, but he has to prostrate. Are you following what I'm saying? Even me, it took me, do you know what it took me to learn? See, I've fought battles in this life. I don't want to even go into many things. I had to sit down, thank God for books, and thank God for the grace to observe. And observe, you see, if you didn't get it right where you are coming from, you can observe. Oh. True? Start observing. Observe people, observe churches, observe other leaders. Yeah, it took time. And you may never know you have a problem. Yeah, you may never know you have a problem. And that's why you must understand that evolving is not a destination, it's a way of life. Yeah, you must keep evolving. Okay? It's not a destination, it's a way of life. Yeah. Are you with me now? Yeah. You see, now I chat with the guys, we gist, and even the girls. At least we've been able to, I've done teachings, I know people's hearts, you know my heart. Right, and say, Papa, I love you. Thank you for what you do. And all that. So I love you too. Before I could say that word, once I love you, I say, God bless. There was a time in my relationship when the sister said, I love you. I said, thank you. I'm telling you fact. And if you ask me what I was doing, I'll tell you that's how to be a man. Because we learned it wrongly. True? Huh? I don't even imagine what the sister has gone through. God will reward her for all the old problem. Say, I love you. Say, yeah, thanks. We men don't throw words around. True? Well, let's leave that. Let's zone that apart. Are you aware that your money culture is a product of the way you were raised? Yeah. Listen to what I'm saying. 99.99% of us was raised to be poor. What did I say? 99.9999% of us was raised to be poor. Do you agree? That's the truth. But you must not raise your truth. I'm going somewhere. I want to lay a foundation. Is that clear? I'm going somewhere. I saw this illustration and it baffled my mind. One of the ways you were raised to be poor, can I tell you? Which among the teachers that ever took you in life is wealthy? You were educated by poor minds. All those who ever talked to me, which among your teachers came to school with Rolls Royce? None. You were educated by those who were broke. And they passed a culture of frustration to you. True? Even your lecturers in school were not doing fine. That's why they were sadists. True? That's the truth. I'm telling you. It was while I was on campus, I saw Prof on bike. Prof on bike. And to worsen the case, many of those who taught you, particularly if you did courses like zoology, biochemistry, and all those, some of them wanted something more. Can you imagine the frustration a man will go through from wanting to study medicine and giving zoology? And then he will have to do masters, all right, around that field, PhD. How will it, and it teaches you, and then at the end of the day, your CGPA is, let's say, 4.5. He said, me, I didn't get 4.5. You want to bring it down, 4.8. You need healing. Poverty has schooled you from beginning. Do you understand? Do you understand? God now help you. You now have a pastor who doesn't believe in breakthrough. It's like your faith is sealed. So what I'm trying to show you is that by natural wiring, from cradle till death, you've been wired to be poor. If there's anyone who is walking differently, it means that the fellow has learned or is learning differently. So we cannot deny the fact that a lot of transformation is going on. True? Yeah. One of the... I want to step on your toes now. Can I go ahead? Are you sure? One of the most predictable guarantee of poverty is 9 to 5. It is very predictable. As long as we can predict your annual income. Unfortunately, in many cases, the annual income is barely above $1,500. So it means you were actually living on, let's say, $130 monthly. Maybe in some cases you have people who are getting $2,000 annual. I was speaking with one of my spiritual sons yesterday who came to see me. Oh God, have your way. He said something really amazing. He works in an hospital here in Abuja. That hospital, the Turkish hospital, they pay the Nigerians there in Naira and pay the other guys in dollars.
You see, he said one of their doctors got frustrated. Maybe a doctor there should be collecting 200,000 or 250,000. Having studied medicine, let's leave that, child. That's scam. At the end of the day, if your parent push to study what you don't want, the highest thing that will happen is that they will boast about your title. My son is a doctor. He's broke. Just leave that. The doctor now found out that the cashier, was collecting $3,500 per month. Not to talk of the nurses who can't even set lines. You know what it means to set lines? You see. And a nurse, a Nigerian nurse, in this Abuja, is collecting, let's say, 160,000. But other guys are taking home, let's say, $4,000 as nurses. In the same hospital. So I said, what happened? She said, well, things were not like that until they had a Nigerian HR. It was the Nigerian HR that went to investigate what they were paying Nigerians in other hospitals and then re-regulated the system. Mindset. I know that you will do well when I look at the way you treat others. Listen, eventually you'll be a victim of the way you treat others because that's how you treat yourself. It's a reflection. It's a mindset issue. True? One time I'm trying to show you so that you can see where grace comes in. Do you understand what I'm saying? Can I show you? Are you sure? Are you ready for this? Because, see, sometimes you won't value the solution if you have not seen the problem. So that's why I try to lay a foundation of problem so we can see that tall. Let me give you another instance. Just for you to know that you are in trouble. If you separate your rent from your salary, you are barely surviving. Let's agree. Let's do it like this. Let's say you earn 100,000. Of which, if you see in Nigeria that is 100,000, you feel like, oh God, God help you. Find a secondary school, they pay you 25. Okay. Let's say you earn 100,000. Let's say that's the average, right? And then, let's say you don't want to live around town where there will be problem, like Abuja here. So let's say you live somewhere around give me names, please. Okay, I think I like this name, Kurudu. Where's Kurudu? Okay, still a bit inside. So let's say even that Kurudu, if you manage to get a house of 600,000, you have tried. True? Unless you want to live in a shrine. You see, I have seen. God help us! I just remember some things. Let me tell you something. No, you of all people know better. You know, I don't want to look at you. You know what? Have you had to wake up in a house because when you say that I know we can get something lesser is a proof that something is wrong. That's just a personal diagnosis, so you can see it. Diagnose yourself and see that I have a problem. And even that 600,000 house, if care is not taken, when you wake up in the morning and open your door, somebody is going with something they call bo. I'm passing. If you don't know it, you won't know it. You don't know what it is. Hold on a minute. Hold on. And see. That system is the first mobile toilet. And dangerous guys, they do it anywhere. But let's leave the rest. And the kind of conversation you are hearing in that kind of environment, your life can't be better. The kind of conversations that you can't arise from there unless God carries you and first fling you out. I'm going somewhere. Are you following what I'm saying? I leave the one face me, I face you one time. You know, the thing is that the environment is bad. Then the house is now worse than the environment. You know that kind of problem. When you enter that passage, it will look like you enter the ancient movie site. The natural smell of that place. It's not like it smells, but the natural smell is everything not prosperous. At least you can guarantee that there's nobody who is living there that is fine. Judging by where we bath, my brother, that place, nobody has to knock for you to come out unless you are a demon. You can't stay long inside the bedroom. You can, when you enter that bedroom, you know what track record is. The floor, you can see locks. Even when your own is small, you put it there. You can't prosper in that kind of place. Nobody has. Do you understand what I'm saying? Can I go on? I've seen stuff, sir. Are you following what I'm saying there? So you manage to get that kind of place, 600,000 in Abuja here. They will even tell you up the budget. Oh God. Okay. But you earn how much? 100,000. If we remove rent from it, how much are you earning? 50,000. It means automatically you are earning for landlord. That's what it means. True? So out of that money that is there, you give tithe from the remaining 600,000 annually. Let's say, my calculation is not too balanced, but let's say you give 60,000. How much is left? 450,000. Then calculate your transport per day. Huh? How much are you earning? Let's say you spend... I wanted to say something, but it's not true. But let's say you earn... you use 500 for transport daily. Not even from Kurudu. It's not possible, right? So at the end of the day, you are not making money. But the reason you don't know is because of the way you were raised. Those men at the gate of Samaria did not survive by sitting down. They said, "Why sit we here till we die?" Okay? So it means you are starting life to fight. And you have to survive to fight. And the survival is barely possible. That's why you are angry. That's why you are angry. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. A hungry man is an angry man. There will be loads of frustration that you have to share. Because you have so much too on your laps. So you distribute. So you see people in that kind of place, situation, they will fight bike man. They will fight taxi. It's a psychological thing. Why is it that the rate of divorce increased during COVID? That was when people saw what they marry. The culture of survival has made it so that they are barely married. I saw one of my friends for a week. I never saw the father until Saturday. When he comes back, we have gone inside. Before we wake up in the morning, he's gone. Ah. When are you guys a family? What I'm saying is that if you live to survive, you may never even know what family means. So, what advantage do you have in a system like this? Everything about this system is wired to make sure you are grounded. True? Yeah. Some of you are here, lawyers. Why you people wear your wig? I'm not going to poke you guys. Wear wig and wear all those things. Lawyer. Lawyer. I've had to ask people, why did you study this course when you know this is the problem? Why would you be? You talk? Lawyer. Okay, nurses. Oh boy. What I'm saying is that there is nothing around that is wired for your advantage. And when we even gave the stats that we gave now about people living maybe on 100,000, that is even 90%. That's just about 10% of the people that have salary of 100,000 above, 10%. Why can't they quit seeing that this thing is killing them and then find out that? Because their parents never quit too. That's the truth. So, one time I went to Ife, and I discovered that the woman that was selling La Casera, I don't know if they still sell that stuff, is foam. La Casera. Foam. That woman that was selling it, Angala, by the roadside, close to RCC, I saw her again after 10 years. And I asked myself, why can't people quit? Listen. Can I, what's time? I think I need to touch some things. Can I touch a few things? Okay. Naturally, part of the bad ways you were raised is that you were raised to put other people's esteem, low self-esteem, baggages first. You were raised to think that if you do well, unapologetically, you are wrong. If I am someone who is not confident enough to deal with a confident person like you, but because I am elderly, you were raised to hide your confidence. You were raised for other people's pleasure. And that's why they beat you so much when you do something bad, when the visitor is around. You were raised for them. And sometimes they suggested the courses they told you to study because of your environment, not for you. Nobody took time to study who you were. Some of you would have studied music. Some of you are first class materials. If you have studied in other countries, but you managed to finish the third class. Because your design was not put in perspective. You went to schools that your colleagues that you were born at, they started doing well in life before you finished. In fact, your strike period, they finished school. Are you following what I'm saying here? That's the way you were raised. So I saw the woman still selling stuff. And I began to analyze what is the psychology behind stagnation. It's simple. Anytime you have to quit on something or someone that is not for your advantage, you were raised to believe you are a bad person. So people go on and marry what they will regret for their life because they don't want to look bad. Are you seeing the problem? If some of you can be taught to know who you are, your relationship will not last one more week. Because someone who has good self-awareness should not date what you are dating. Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry. But you'll soon be in trouble. Because the day you find out who you are, it will be too late. Some even go ahead to marry who they will not be attracted to. Because they somehow they've been wired to believe that the best things are not for them. When a man is good looking, blessed, established, they have been raised to believe he has a skeleton in his cupboard somewhere and they will find out someday. So it means by natural wiring, you don't expect prosperity. And meanwhile, many good girls in church, nobody, you know, I was watching, sit down, I was watching a show online. Ah, the thing made me laugh. Boys, they arrange them like this. So some girls will come in, it's like all this funny thing. When a girl comes in, they give them balloon. When a girl comes in, you don't like, they bust the balloon. A very beautiful girl came in and they all busted their balloon except one guy. So they asked the first fellow who bust the balloon, why did you bust the balloon? He said, because this girl is too fine. I don't have what it takes to maintain her. I'm saying people have been wired. So when you face rejection, don't ever feel you are bad. Some can't just handle you because of the way they've been wired. So somehow, both the church, the education, and the societal system combine to tell you that you might be too good for what life really demands. So cut it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you sure you're following me? Why won't people pause and think differently? Because there are no models. So I was checking an analysis, how long it took YouTube to have 100 million subscribers. It took them about 10 years. It took Instagram about, is it 2 years? It took Facebook about 5 years. It took ChatGPT about 2 months. It took Thread less than 24 hours. There's something I want to bring out from it. There is nobody who is doing excellently well in life who followed the norm. Nobody. You have to be crazy to be different. You might be a quiet person, but internally. So hold on a minute. All this that I've shown you today, the only leverage you can have from a system as dark as this is grace. That's the only leverage. But you see, let me now bust your bubble. So because I might just have brought you back to the problem. Grace is not what you sit down and wait for. True. So for instance, grace has dimension. What is grace? All right, some will say God's riches at Christ's expense. I personally don't like theologically for words to be used as acronyms and try to break it down in that regard. But let me say, grace is unmerited favor. All right, that's the general definition. Or the general acceptable definition. All right, do you understand what I'm saying? So there are different forms of this grace. Listen to me. Grace on your head is wisdom. Hold on a minute. Grace on your shoulder is leadership. Okay? I see. Are you with me? What is grace on your head? Wisdom. Wisdom is not the ability to say wise things. Anywhere there is wisdom, something will be built. Anywhere there is wisdom, something will be built. Now, I called one of my friends who is doing well. I mean, God called me. He was at the airport. We're having video call. So he said to me, he said, you know, that my friend is a very foolish boy. If I catch him, he's a very foolish boy. I don't even call him, for I call him stupid. He's a stupid boy. And the wife knows. You get what I'm saying? So when he sees me too, he says, I'm a very stupid person. So, but there's no problem. But he now called me. He now said that you don't have friends that can call you stupid. He said, let me tell you the truth. I'm proud of you. I said, are you my father? He said, I've been thinking. He said, you know, we've stayed together over the years. He said, I should have observed you more. He said, I should have observed you more. He said, when you were raising men, he said, I should have joined. So he said to me, he said, my organization need a curriculum to raise people, a model to raise workers. So I said, idiot. So now, I'm useful. Correct. I'm going to teach you and your executives for 3 weeks. Okay? I will lecture you guys. I have a model for organizations. I will take you, all right, and your senior, all right, guys, for 3 weeks. We are yet to agree on the price. Magba. Ah. I'm a big boy now. Ah. It's going to pay me. Yeah. This one, listen, this one is not, take it now. This one, I lent it. You'll pay for it. Because the culture around us is a culture of free things. True? That's the culture. People will make clothes. They tell, Maria, I see you. They won't see you. They will see you, but they won't see you. That's if they don't ghost you. You see. But this is what I'm saying. Listen. When that grace comes on your head, which is called wisdom, you will build something. It is through wisdom that a house is built. I'm telling you that wisdom is a dimension of grace. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is. So the question is, are you wise? No, it's not a stupid question. I'm asking you, if you are wise, shout a big amen. Come on, shout it louder. Amen. One more time. Amen. Show me what you are building. No. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't like the way it came at you. But show me what you are building. If you can't show me, you are foolish. That's the meaning. Okay, sorry. Is that not the meaning? True? Your job is not what you are building. You are building somebody. Somebody is building something. If you are a wise person, and that grace for wisdom have sat on your head, see. This is the reason why you have never done your New Year resolution. You remember your New Year resolution, financial goals. Financial goals. You didn't see subsidy coming. You remember, this year, I'm going to save certain. You can't. Because only poor people move salary to savings. Guys who are doing well, move it into what they are building. That's investment. By the time you save, depreciation will catch up with it. Your 1 million, your 1 million that you have saved is equal to 2 million when you began saving. Do you understand what I'm saying? The system is more forceful than the force of gravity. You will need the hand of, and when that wisdom comes, it's going to, and listen to what I'm saying. Wisdom, there is nowhere you will find wisdom and you will not find audacity. What is wisdom if you are not audacious to execute? What are you talking about? It takes audacity to build. Because building is a very, very lonely road. When you are building, those who are not will begin. Because a builder is a man who have decided I'll be poor for a while. When others are eating with their 10 fingers, I will be stranded for a while. Are you following what I'm saying? A builder is a man you can get wrong. Are you following what I'm saying? You can be stranded without building. That's the truth. I wish we have time to have continued this topic. Because we have to deal with these matters in church. What many of you have is uncompleted project. Now, let me quickly say this. Do you know? All right. There's a statistics. Who said this? Was it Steve Covey said this? Many organizations hit their roadblock in their first 3 months. Mental roadblock. So let's assume somebody started an organization, went out, designed certain money, invest money into adverts, into materials, into all those things, and then spend. Or some, the worst case is those who spend money to get all the things needed, but they will not spend money to advertise. Why? Because they are not audacious to be out there. The big billboard says not for their kind. It's not. So the poverty gravitational pull keeps telling them, once that money comes, then use it to do. Everything is always hidden. It is now looking fine inside, but nobody is seeing it. Frustration comes. They hit the roadblock. They can't go further. They start thinking. After 1 year, they quit. They try something else. The mentality has not changed. They quit again. After another year, they start again. The same mentality, they quit. You now find out that those who have this grace on their head called wisdom, they actually spend more to get it out there. Even if they will have to outsource inside. They spend more to get the greatest form of blessing, which is the blessing on the name. What are you building? In 2015, at the close of the year, I noted it in my diary, the summary of my lesson for this year. God is not coming down from heaven to help us. Calvary is not coming. Calvary is the language for rescue team. If you crash, you're on your own. Except you have invested in the relationships that can hold you. That's another one we've not spoken about. That's the truth. If you allow yourself to die early, your children are on their own. I lost a distant relative course of the week and called me, said this. I said, oh my God. All right. God spoke to me about him, but we're not able to talk. People are going to go around. We're going to do this. Nobody will do it. That's the truth. They're not going to do it. They won't. After the whole emotion is gone, they will not pick the wife's call again. They say, I have my own children to cater for. You see, can I read this again? Nothing is going to suddenly change. It only happens to less than 0.00001% of people. You'll be giving your own shot at life, probably one big stuff. You can make of it the same thing poor people make out of money. Spend. Just spend. New shoes, new clothes. See, you are not permitted to prioritize appearance unless you have branded yourself well. Oh. That's the truth. That's the truth. Now maybe I can probably walk into a store now and just pick a good suit. I say, how much? Just pick a nice suit. And say, okay, yeah. Because I represent a brand. True. Yeah, that's it. That's how it works. Tell me you are wise. Show me what you are building. That's the leverage system. True wisdom. A house is built. The grace God gave to Solomon was wisdom. And it was enough to make him the wealthiest king. You can't be wise and be broke. Oh. I'm not saying church stuff. You know, this is workers' meeting, so I have to be very blunt with you. I told you I went to a barbing salon at Ikeja City Mall, and I saw the magazine, why I quit banking job for barbing. Now that takes a lot of audacity not to conform. The easiest thing to do in life is to be like the rest. True? That's the easiest thing. While I was praying, I sense grace for shift. But you see, it does nobody actually shift by saying amen. So that's why I'm teaching you into it. So by the time you say amen, that amen is actually sealing what you have learned. I'm saying that if you are not bold, you have to change the way you are raised. And don't mind standing alone. Many people are too afraid to stand alone. They are too timid to be misunderstood, to be misjudged. They are too timid for those that will leave them if they stand. Stand! That's what wise men do. The truth of the matter is that when God told me that we're going to become a church, and he told me that I should leave other things and focus on the church, I actually knew that the church will do well. And I know we have not started. I knew we would do well. You can obey God and fail obeying him if you don't have the requisite wisdom to do it. My prayer right now is not about personal success. It is that more frontiers need to open up for the destinies of men connected to me. Yeah. That's the truth. That's what I see right now. I can, by the grace of God, tell someone, follow me. And I know that the person will not suffer. All things being equal. You can't be wise and not be building. You know, let me be honest with you. I probably slept well now, maybe 2 weeks ago. When I go to the gym, they're always wondering, how do you do it? How do you manage to show up every day? You see, if I look at your life, and the longest thing you are building is 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. I won't take you serious. I want to see track record of 5 years, of 6 years. That shows me your character of consistency. Anybody can make noise about anything, few months. You see, And I hate, personally, I hate to, I hate to be carried. Not even in old age. One time I was sick, I was in the hospital. I was doing everything I should do. I was marking assignment, I was following through on people, I was counseling. The doctor was saying, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm not here to be pitied." "Hey, yeah, sorry. I don't like it. I don't want to be 60 and look 80. And I know that you don't start building when you get there. So you start now. Building takes discipline. And it is controversial. So newsflash. You don't want to be controversial, fitting. Just be like them. Fitting. Sometimes people register their disapproval of you or of what you do by not liking the things you post online to show you how more powerful they are. And you approve it and make it so by stopping. So let me give you an instance. When we did the honor night for Prophet M. Olowere, on Facebook, it probably had maybe 400 and something views, at some point 700 views. It's not my business. But within a week, it went almost to 20,000. Because you're audacious to do what is right and leave it there. When the rest, their eyes open, they will catch up. But let them meet you with a track record of long-standing wisdom. So for instance now, you should know by now that if you are unmarried, this is the wisest time to begin to build for your family. Except something is wrong with you. What are you building? What do you wake up every day to have coaches of block on? Why should you wake up tomorrow? What is your essence? This is grace. When that hand comes on your head, empowers you to see what others are not seeing. That's grace. If not, we will say amen from today to tomorrow. We'll be broke. And I'll be stranded. Listen to what I'm saying. After any major program, those that I notice that look like the confirmation of the word spoken are those who are building something already. I have never seen somebody just, it has never happened in this church. Somebody was just sleeping and waking up, and then somebody just called the person and say, "Hey, this, take $2 million. I've not seen it. And the kind of, look at those boys now. Happy boys. In Turkey. To show you how dirty our culture is. They were dancing where they should be walking as security guards. They sent them away. And I have said this again. Many of those online public giving, they are not out of love. They are out of ego. Okay, sorry. That's the truth. That is the truth. You can do something just to get the accolades. That is the truth. There is a kingdom way to give. Anybody can scold me for this. There's no problem. So when they got to talking, what did you expect? You rewarded nonsense. You rewarded incompetence. You rewarded lack of character. You rewarded disloyalty. And you think it won't come back and bite you. They insulted the man. Released his screenshots, his messages with them. The voice note. Posted it on social media. Boys who were managed to, from poor background, that you had to be doing security, they sent you to school. The next thing you do was to pierce your ears and do tattoo. A church sent you to school. What is the value system of that church? Okay, let's leave it. Because we don't talk about these things. That is what happens when prosperity finds its way to the hand of a man upon whose head there is no wisdom. It will destroy it. Sometimes you don't need money first, you need wisdom first. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen. Let me tell you three things wise men build. Number one, relationships. Wise men don't just break bridges, cut bridges. No. Wise men build relationships. The way I am a lone ranger, I am a one-man battalion, one-man mopo. That is the language of a man who is not doing well. Do you know that I found out during this election that the election is not actually rigged at the polling unit? It's rigged through relationships. That's it. I found out. The husband of one of the judges, Supreme Court judges or Court of Appeal judges, spoke and said that publicly, DSS is not investigating them. You need something extraordinary to break you out in this nation. If not, in your 50s, you are selling a book of how to do well, that those who do well don't sell. Let's do it. How to prosper in 30 days. If you know it, you should have. You should not be here at the bus stop selling it. True? So you ask, sir, have you read what you are selling? It's not working. What I'm telling is that you get to a point that you will now find out that wisdom is not by spoken words. Because your words will not be valuable like your result. So I saw one of my friends who was running, he's in America. He was jogging around a park. Then he met Femi Otedola. You see, just jogging too. And then they sat down. They took pictures. That contact is useless for a man who is not building. What I'm saying is that relationship is only powerful for the man who is building. Okay, now you have met a billionaire. Okay. What can you sell in 30 seconds? No. What an African will ask for is to go on his knees and say, lay hands on me, sir. Did he get it like that? Do you understand? That's our culture. I saw one of my favorite athletes, Israel Adesanya, sparring and training with Mark Zuckerberg. I don't even know if his fight is real. Is that fight real? He wants to really fight? I think with Elon Musk. Or he's just training to exercise his body. Ah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, sorry. I say rich men don't fight. Yeah, see, I can come on your teeth just now. As a man who is tired of life, who has nothing to live for. If you have billions of investments sitting somewhere, you will not want to risk it to somebody who has nothing to lose. When someone says, I can come out, just now, say, don't worry, I'll get you. You will leave. The outburst of emotion, all those things, is a proof that there's nothing to live for. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? Build the relationship. Let me leave that one today. Till next week. If you remind me next week, I'll continue from there. I've taught you something this morning. And I feel if you listen to what I've taught you, and listen again, it should do you good. You read the book of success by those who were born by those who were successful. You need to read the books of those who rose through the kind of things you are rising through. There'll be more than enough formula. It is actually difficult to rise from the debt of life. I'm telling you. I kind of had foresight that a time is coming that ministry is going to be a lot about media power also. And I began to prepare for it. You see. I was fought with everything possible. In meetings like this, the entire yabin will be about me. And I will know. Unfortunately, one time I vacated media for a year. I now ask myself, what is wrong with me? All those who were insulting me, who misunderstood me, began to call me back to come and train their people on media. That you are walking alone doesn't mean you are walking wrongly. Are you convinced? See, let me tell you this. Be convinced about what you are doing so much so you continue. Life doesn't favor it around gangs. Don't get crazy consistency. So sometimes, I'm just going to use this as an example. I'm at the gym, and they say, maybe you have a program, you have to go 10 sets, and actually my hands are worn out. And I begin to tell myself, I finish whatever I start. So I notice that even your muscles have hairs. If you need motivation from anybody, you won't do well in life. You have to be self-motivated. Wake up and find reasons to show up. Are you following what I'm saying here? Everyone under the voice of my sound of my voice must have something you are building, sir. Listen to what I'm saying. Anybody can be sacked from any organization at any time. They can sell your company and lay off staffs. It can happen. What you fall back on is a product of what you have been building. And I know what I'm saying. Okay? I know what I'm saying. Sir, church can look like a scam until we teach men that actually you have to do something. Don't let anybody intimidate you. Internally, be brutal. And tell yourself, I may be misunderstood. Are you following what I'm saying? When church started, hellfire. Hell. Insult. I know I'm not a lazy person. Even those that were serving together in the same church. Oh, he wants to be a general overseer. One of them now called me. He's been making boasts in the church he's pastoring. That I know Apostle Femila. He has boasted to them. So he now called me on phone and said, it will be the delight of the city to have you with us to this, to that. Say, just one session, sir. Just, if I had followed what you said, you would not even see a Femila Zaius to call. You confirm the words of your critique by stopping. You confirm their words by stopping. That thing you are doing, you decide it won't die. Alright? Now, when you start anything for a while, you hit the roadblock, you don't know how to navigate beyond this. That is when you now do what is called reinventing the wheels. At that point, the strategy for commencement may not be the strategy for elevation. In fact, what you will do to now arise may be directly opposite to what you have done before. It may be what you have said you will never do. Do you know what? There are some set of pastors that I used to look at and I was like, all these people, you are just making ministry look like ministry is a business brand and all that. As we began to grow to a certain point, and I found out that at this point, they are the ones I need. The reason I despise them is not because I was better. Religion is loud and arrogant. I now began to pay online and attend their conferences and discover the reason why many indigenous ministries can never grow. I saw a picture online where some of my friends and some of them elder colleagues had a meeting with Bishop Oyedepo. For the first time, I asked myself, why am I in Abuja? Because I know, because I got a call, I would have been summoned. Those are my cliques. Apostle, sure, but Bishop, don't call. Because even if it is 15 minutes, now listen, it is not 15 minutes of wisdom that can change your life. It is 15 minutes of wisdom with proof. Let's close. Come close the service. If you don't have proof, you can't change anybody's life. That's the truth. Don't overrate what you know.
And what do we say?
That the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. This is the mission of the International School of Ministry, ISM. Brace yourself and get set for an equipping.